Hi, Elise Dewsbury here with the 87th installment of my video blog, How to Get No Feedback from Elise. Today is going to be an assignment. And what this assignment is about is the beat after a song in particular. I find that a lot of people have a tendency to finish a song and then there's an extra line of dialogue or handful of lines or a little bit of scene left over. And in my opinion, I believe that a song should be accomplishing the work of at least the beat of the scene. It doesn't mean it has to finish the scene, but it should be finishing the beat. That's a more of an expression sometimes that actors use, but it's an emotional beat. It's like what is the emotional moment that's happening? The song should be triggered by that emotional beat and should follow that emotional beat and accomplish it. So when it's over, we should be ready, if not moving on to another scene, we should be ready to move on to a new beat. So we don't want to be covering material that's part of the same emotional beat from the song. There are several different ways to do that. You can just make sure that the lyrics encompass the entire beat and we're ready to move on when the song is over. If there's a need to get a line or two of dialogue in there, there are a couple ways to do that too. You can either open up the song, maybe a stanza or two stanzas or a handful of lines or one line prior to the end. Open it up just long enough to get in a line or two or three of dialogue and then finish it out with the rest of the song. You could finish the lyric and then delay, keep the music playing for the last little punchline of dialogue that you wanted to really cap things off, and then hit the button of the song afterwards. The key is once the song is over, the audience, we're Pavlovian that way. Once the song is over, the audience, generally speaking, wants to applaud. And if there's a little bit more, just a little bit more of the next beat left, and the people have already started to applaud, or the actors are moving on, and the audience doesn't know whether they should applaud or not, and so they're a little confused. And then when that extra line or two happens and it's over, you probably won't get applause because it's like you missed your opportunity. So I think a better way to control an audience is to make sure that the emotional beat is all tied up in the song. The scene can continue afterwards, but we should be shifting to a whole new beat. The song needs to have accomplished it. So your assignment would be to visit a musical that you've written and take a look at what happens right before a song begins and right after it ends, and try to see whether, because it's also true at the beginning, you need to have set the song up for the emotional beat, but not covered the same ground. You don't want to be redundant. So the book and the lyrics. So you want to set it up just enough so that the song is inevitable and makes sense, but not so much that the song suddenly feels redundant and like we've been there already. Right? So you want to look at what happens right before a song starts and see, do I have enough information for this song to make sense? Are the last few lines written in such a way that it feel that the song must be what comes next and it's naturally coming out? Who is the last person to talk? They don't always have to be the first person to sing, but there have to be a pretty good reason why they're not, because if they're the last person to speak, generally speaking, they have set something up and they are going to keep going. It could be another person if they're responding to something that somebody has said, but you want to look at that very carefully and make sure that you've really led into that moment. Then the song needs to accomplish the emotional beat, and you want to take a look. The assignment is take a look at what happens right after your song is over. Do you have one or two lines and then the song is over, or one line and the scene is over? Or do you have two or three lines and then someone knocks on the door and a new person comes in? Just as a quick off-the-cuff example of what I mean, let's say your song is about two people who are trying to decide whether or not they're gonna go to the party tonight, and they're arguing about it throughout the song, and then they get to the point where they're going, yeah, I think so. I think I agree with you. I think I agree with you. Song over, applause. Yeah, so let's go to that party together. I'm with you. Let's go. It's like, well, that should have been part of the song. So can you get it in before the button? Whether it's just music under it or you fit it in before the last stanza. Try to make sure that the next thing that happens after the if that were the song, they should have decided, yep, we're going. And when the song is over, they're out the door. Or someone knocks on the door and stops them from going. That could be the next beat. Or they go, oh, wait a minute, no, I guess I can't go because, but it has to be a brand new beat. So this is something that comes up so many times for me that I feel like there's little trailing bits left over after a song starts. And to a lesser degree, when the song starts, it doesn't feel like it's connecting seamlessly with the scene before. But most importantly, making sure that you let the song actually do the work of the emotional beat. So the emotional beat should be over when the song's over. That's the bottom line. Okay, so that's it for this week. And toodaloo.